and I care about that. Don't try to speed up the process. Just care. This is a statement that I came across as I was putting this together. One person put it this way: do not avoid me when you know I'm upset. I notice when people try to slip away. They duck into a store or around the corner. All I need to know is that someone cares, that I am okay, not someone people try to get away from. Caring may mean making a point of calling or writing a little note just to let them know you care. Invite them to do things with you. They may need a break from grief. They may not accept, but it lets them know you care because you thought of them. Find out when their difficult times are and call them and assure them they can call you. Do not wait for them to call all the time, because they will feel like a bother and quit. Or they may feel you do not have time or don't really care. I probably haven't kept this up the way I should have, but I know there was a few times when I would call my mom. This was after my dad passed away. I think it was over their anniversary. I specifically remember this time. Over the time, it would have been their anniversary. And again, I also did over the time of his birthday. My mom is not a lady that says a lot. But this was her response when I called her. So you remembered. You thought of it. Which tells me she thought everybody else forgot. Touch. Touch needs to be appropriate to the level of the relationship. Be sensitive to whether they are okay with touch. Some people may not be. Some need touch, and others don't want it at all. Guidance must be need-sensitive. Some people are lost while others become very decisive. Override only when the benefit to the grieving ones clearly offsets the rain. Some family members conflict in their sorrow. This is not a time for a lot of you should or should do's. Don't say, let's get together and do something, and then not do anything, because they will not be the one to make the first move. And the reason for that is because many times they'll feel like if they plan it, it's for their benefit, and they're depending on people enough the way it is. If you plan it, it feels to them like you want to be with them, and it's not an obligation. Prayer is calming. Pray for them. When you are with them, and when you are not with them, assure them of your prayer support, and then do it. Sometimes people cannot pray. Don't judge them. Ask them if you could pray for them. And pray for them right there. a prayer that I found that's very meaningful. When I say pray for them, what I really mean is instead of them. And I'm just going to give you a sample of that. Let's say I meet up with a fellow by the name of Billy, and he's feeling a lot of pain, a lot of whatever loss. And let's say he can't pray. Maybe he just told me there's no way he can pray. Then to ask him, can I pray for you? Most people don't turn that down. But then to pray, Jesus, Billy is feeling so much pain inside and the loss of whatever it is, whatever the loss is, just mention the loss. They're feeling so much pain inside they can't even pray. Jesus, do you care about what Billy is feeling? Jesus, would you show Billy in a way he can understand how much you care for him right now? Jesus, how does this pain that Billy is feeling affect you? Do you feel the pain? Jesus, would you take Billy into your arms right now and just hold him in a way that only you can? Jesus, is there any way you could bring peace and healing to Billy's heart right now? Jesus, you care about Billy, don't you? He's special to you. Now, I'm going to stop there, but you can just keep on going. As time moves on, assist in practical ways. Assist in the adjustments. Loss changes us in many ways. Life is different now. There are many adjustments that need to be made. Depending on the loss, the adjustments may be socially, emotionally, spiritually, practically. Be careful not to suggest these too soon. There are people that have been hurt and confused by well intentions, by good intentions. People have to learn to live with their new situation before they can constructively adjust. Yet it's important to be a helper and to come alongside of them and to help them with those adjustments. Don't keep doing everything for them. Help them and encourage them to learn and develop skills. And those things will help them. Beware of the difficult days throughout the process. Like we mentioned this morning, grief comes and goes. Some days are better than others. Although grief is never predictable, it is possible that certain days are more difficult than others. Certain days, special days, holidays, birthdays, different things like that can remind them of their loss. Be sensitive to that. Send a note of encouragement, a call. Sometimes anticipation of the day is worse than the actual day. Sometimes the days leading up to that special day can be more difficult than the actual day. Keep that in mind as well. Continue the support throughout the process. Grief usually takes longer than most people expect. The wonderful support given around the initial loss many times soon fades. Don't make the mistake that they want to be left alone to get on with their mourning. Get together on occasion. Care about how the individual is doing. Find out what's going on inside.